think that without understanding reality right now, we just look for something different. Like, oh, all right, citta and cetasika, but where? Can it be directly experienced right now or just thinking about citta and cetasika?
And the same with the tilakana or the Four Noble Truths, it can just be another description or...
Because the pariyatti, the study of the teachings, must be the understanding of reality right now. Citta now, cetasika now, and rupa now. Otherwise, it's like running after shadow.
That's a good comparison. Mm-hmm. Because the idea of anatta and anicca and dukkha can only be concept until... Panya is developed to a certain level.
Until there's the understanding about the difference between the theoretical knowledge and the direct understanding of our reality right now. Otherwise, how can it wait for anyone to understand? Because all realities arise and fall away so fast, in split seconds. What appears is just the sign or the image of different realities.
Thinking about those signs, those characteristics, is useful. Thinking about anatta and anicca is useful.
So we have to understand in what way.
In what way?
Yeah. It's useful in what way?
Or that could you say how to think about them so that it is more useful?
Whether it will lead to understanding reality right now or whether it lead to the wrong practice.
Like a meditation practice.
If we think it's something that can be seen now,
yes,
instead of understanding it as a characteristic that becomes apparent as Panya develops, then it could easily lead to wrong practice, couldn't it? I think for a lot of people, there's the idea of trying to relate anatta to the present moment, apply it, if you like, and note how much everything is not self or impermanent.
And so too is dukkha.
And dukkha,
yes.
Yeah.
That
they're
dukkha is like sickness and,
right, yeah,
and discomfort and
unsatisfactoriness. Yeah. How are the characteristics to be known then, other than by thinking about them?
This is the point, because at this moment there are different characteristics. Whisper object is not that which sees, and it's not sound. We learned and we understood that it must be like this, and now it's like this. But when there is no direct awareness of a characteristic right now, it's impossible to experience or to understand the true nature of realities as anatta. Because you see that hardness appear all day, because just a moment ago, we think about fork and spoon and chicken, they are hard. But no direct awareness of hardness itself. It's just like something which passed away in split second, and we dream about the story of all those which appear. We do not really understand that hardness just appear because it has a reason, and now it's gone completely. And this is the meaning of dukkha. Just arise and falls away in split seconds. So we're just thinking in terms of dukkha, anicchang, dukkhang, anatta. But when there is no awareness at all, it's just thinking about the three characteristics. And when awareness arises, it cannot be at will or with anyone's intention at all, because it has to be conditions for its arising. Like hearing, there must be sound to condition the hearing moment. And sound just hear that sound, that particular one, not the other one at all. So when it is right awareness, it's just ordinary conditioned by the intellectual understanding from listening, considering, until it can condition a moment like a flash of awareness. Just then, no expectation to have a lot or try to have it more, but there can be panya which knows the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness. This is the beginning. So we begin to understand what is meant by patience, because to be patient, not to have the idea of trying very hard to have it, because that will never be the right awareness at all. But when it is conditioned like now, there is seeing and there is hearing, one knows that they must have conditions for their arising. So awareness can arise any time, as short, arise and fall away. But panya knows moment with awareness or without awareness. When awareness does not arise, how can one know the characteristic of awareness? But when it's there, why not panya know that it's there? It is aware of a characteristic. It can be visible object right now. Begin not to think or not to take visible object as something like before, because it's just a characteristic which is seen as much as it is. It can be seen. That's all.
One may mislead oneself so easily, and that's by loba. You think it's awareness, but still thinking of a characteristic. So even as thinking of the present moment.
We become very confident in our own awareness, and we could be quite misguided.
But you see that all the teachings of the Buddha will lead to detachment from clinging and wrong understanding. If it does not have more attachment and right understanding, then it's not the teaching. No. So when there is a flash of awareness and there is attachment to it, that's the way to understand what attachment really is. And there must be the understanding of attachment as just a reality like other reality. And it's different from other realities because it's the cause for the world or the life to keep on going because of attachment. That's why attachment is the second truth that should be eradicated.
So as a novice, what sort of clues can I look for to tell me whether my awareness is in fact true awareness and not something that I'm deluding myself with?
When people heard about the three characteristics, they'd like to experience that. But it's impossible just to have it with your thought that I'm going to try and I would like to have it. But the understanding will go on, follow each moment as uncontrollable. And that is the way, the only way to eliminate desire and attachment. When there is no panya, there must be attachment. Because even right now, after seeing, there is already attachment, unknowingly. But panya can see that when there is seeing and visible object appearing right now, it's the awareness. It's just the beginning of understanding or knowing, just knowing that it's real and it just is seen, no one there. It has to be like this, on and on and on and on, until panya is firm enough to become detached from the story and the thinking about taking it for something, little by little. But it doesn't mean that there is no thinking after that. There can be anything after that. But panya can understand that it's not seeing, it's thinking. Or even it's attachment, panya can see that it's a reality.
So the thinking about not self, that's important thinking, because that can help with the patience.
Understanding, yes. Right understanding. Yes. But it has to be very carefully considered. Yes. Otherwise, lopa will lead one again.
Yes.
Always the teacher and the follower.
Yes.
Lopa.
What do you mean by carefully considered?
That whether there is attachment to it. As self, as I, and would like to have more, and try so hard to have it, that's wrong again.
But it's gone so quickly, then you have no time to consider.
I think that usually one thinks that one is considering, but actually no one is considering. Mm-hmm. The jetasikas, that we talk about, like Manasikara and so on. So no one there, no one here, only citta and cetasikas arising and falling away. This is the way to become detached.
And here we are in Sankasiya, where the Buddha taught the Abhidhamma. So many people think today that we don't need the Abhidhamma, but without the Abhidhamma, we wouldn't understand anything about realities at this moment.
I think that people who do not study the teaching take Dhamma different from Abhidhamma. But actually, Dhamma or Abhidhamma or Paramaradhamma aren't Dhamma. But we can talk more about Dhamma as it is the absolute Dhamma, in the absolute sense. And when Buddha taught in details about Abhidhamma, it's in the Abhidhamma section, not Sutta. But even in Sutta, there is Abhidhamma, but no one called that Abhidhamma, but Dhamma is Abhidhamma.
There is so much thinking going on all the time. What is the characteristic of thinking?
It's now thinking.
Well, I knew you were going to say it thinks. But it seems like that is a circle. Because when we talk about the characteristic of visible object is that it appears to eye sense. What can we say about thinking that is like that?
Seeing has fallen away, and thinking followed immediately. Think about the immediate moment. So how can you understand that there is no one here? See, usually we think that there are many people and bus and jadia, table and bottles, but actually it's by thinking. Without thinking, there's nothing, just visual object appearing.
But because thinking is, it seems that it is so prevalent, like visible object is interspersed with sound and with hardness, and so there are many experiences, but all are thought about. So thinking is like more, is happening more than anything else.
Thinking itself arises in darkness or in light.
Depending on what it is.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's the question. Which? Thinking arises in darkness or light?
Thinking itself.
In darkness? Yes.
Uh-huh. In darkness, there is that which is experiencing a reality, and that reality is citta and all namas, because the citta and the nama has no rupa with it. It's not light.
Yeah, I never understood it very well, that the citta is dark. I heard you say it many times, but I never understood.
Yep. What is bright and light?
Rupa.
So, the citta is dark, all nama is dark, but I've never understood.
Okay, without light, just without light, then heat and cold, and thinking and feeling, without light.
Without light.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
they don't need light. They don't need light.
No. The thinking itself and darkness itself and the experience itself, without light, can they appear like hardness? Can they appear without light? See?
Yes.
So when there's no light,
yeah,
which is one kind of rupa, which can be seen.
Only one kind.
Only one kind.
And
the
all
other
the
realities are dark.
Also all other rupas.
Because it's not light, because it's not visible object.
It's not visible object.
So our world is different from the world of truth. And when it boils down to that moment of understanding, nama, the reality which can experience object, no light at all, so dark. But there is a reality which is now experiencing, because whenever it arises, it has to experience an object. And one begins to understand what is meant by citta, the faculty which can experience only whenever it arises. It cannot do other thing, just experience. Like now, it sees. So visible object is not that which sees. That which sees is dark, no light. But whatever appears is light and colors, just one kind of rupa which can be seen only when there is no eye sense, no seeing consciousness, light cannot appear. What we take for different things cannot appear at all. So how short it is. But they arise and fall away so fast, and what is left is the sign of something all the time. So we live in the world of thinking of different things in memory of what is seen only.
So what seems like the flow of thinking is not like that at all.
The thinking things, but no understanding about what is seen, what is experienced, and what is real. So one come to understand what is real is visible object, but the idea of people and thing is not real, because it's only thinking about or thinking of that which is seen from the time we were born up to now. So how can there be the eradication of such idea that there are people around us? And we will come to understand what is meant by living alone, just alone. A moment of experiencing an object, just one object at a time.
So is what you're saying that only when they're seeing consciousness is there light?
Why not?
The rest of the time.
Yeah.
So darkness is well, if you're here, if you have hearing consciousness, you're saying then there's silence. And are you using it in that metaphor, or is it a metaphor, or is it real? When you say dark.
Okay.
It wants to know whether it's a similar reappear.
Because light is movement.
Yeah.